Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Michael Masterman, who is the CEO of Saffron Energy. How are you today?
I'm very good, Steve. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Could you just give us a brief overview of your projects that you've got there in Italy, please?
Saffron Energy IPO'd on the AIM in February. We have three projects. Solara, which is currently in production and kicking out about 10,000 cubic metres a day. We have, very importantly, Bezeka, which is a gas field that we're bringing on in the month of March. And we have a third gas field, Sant'Alberto, that'll come on stream in the back end of 2017. So three natural gas fields. The wells are already in place. One's producing. The second, Bezeka, will start up through the end of this month, and we'll have a third in production by the back end of 2017.
So in regards to the oil field, obviously today's news just shows the sort of level and extent of the infrastructure there, and you've obviously got the extension of the natural gas offtake with Shell. Could you describe and talk to us further about that?
Yeah, so we announced today on the RNS that we've extended our offtake contract with Shell. That covers all of our gas fields, and it has the flexibility within the contract structure to fix the price of gas that we sell at. So we can get a mix of spot pricing linked to what they call the PSV and fixed pricing, which ensures that we can exceed some of the projections we were looking at. It's very good to have an offtake with Shell. The way it works in Italy is Italy has a fantastic national pipeline grid that's owned by Snam Rete Gas. That pipeline grid is adjacent to each of our gas fields. And so we have gas connections in place for Solara, where we're selling gas. Gas connections in place for Bezeka, where we'll shortly be selling gas, and we're just looking at the national grid connection for Sant'Alberto that'll come in the back end of this year. So the gas goes almost immediately into the national grid, where Shell takes ownership of the gas, and it's very efficient and a very useful contract for us to have with Shell, and we're very pleased to have extended the contract, including the option, to the back end of 2019.
Now, obviously, this previous contract's been in place for the last 4 years, and this ongoing contract, you've stated, obviously mitigates your market risks. Could you go further into that and also touch on, obviously, the costs potentially off production, and obviously the offtake agreement costs of the spot price?
Okay, so one of the significant advantages of Saffron Energy is that our gas fields are located in the heart of Italian gas consumption. So the gas comes up the 2 kilometre wells, and it almost goes directly into the national grid 300, 400 metres away. Because we're in the centre of the main pricing points for natural gas, we're able to achieve, with very, very, very little transport cost, the full wholesale gas price in Italy at the wellhead. So there's no real transportation charge, and we're getting the full wholesale price. The gas plants are fully automated, so we only have manning associated with regular maintenance and monitoring the fields. So our operating costs are very low. So with high gas prices and low operating costs, we're able to generate very good margins.
Could you go into sort of more depth on the sort of spot prices and what they've done over the last 12 months? And obviously with certain due diligence, what you would expect it to do over the forthcoming sort of years of production there?
Well, the natural gas price in Italy is strongly up over the last 12 to 15 months. It's gone from around about 14 euro cents per cubic metre to over 20 cents per cubic meter. I think that's running with the general oil complex, but also running with a kind of progressive tightening of availability of natural gas in Central Europe. We're cautiously optimistic that we'll exceed the price projections in our AIM IPO, and have the flexibility within the Shell contract to fix those prices over the term of the contract.
Now, in relation to the up-and-coming news flow stories surrounding Safran Energy, what can we hope to expect in the near future?
Well, we've got the Shell contract extension out today. March is a very important month for Baeza. We're looking at mechanical completion and then first gas through the end of the month. Touch wood, very nicely set up to achieve that.
Is there anything further that you would like to add there, Michael?
No, when we did the IPO, one of the attractions of Safran Energy is, we're able to sell gas at high prices. We have very low operating costs, and we have a program that delivers progressive significant increases in our production capacity based on, hard infrastructure that's already in place. And we're going to continue with that program.
And since the IPO, you have delivered on time by the looks of it. And we look forward to hearing future news flow as when it happens.
Steve, we'll keep you and the rest of the market fully informed.
Thank you very much for your time today, Michael. It's been a pleasure as always.
Thanks, Steve. Bye.